This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, your gut tells you to stay away from that person. But do you trust that instinct? Should you? First, Indonesia now forbids independent travel by relief organizations and journalists in Banda Aceh province. The government says that's to protect them. Financial aid for nations hit by the tsunami has led to a political storm in the Arab world. Some Arab commentators say that with all their oil money, the Persian Gulf states should be doing more. Day to Day's Eric Weiner reports.
The wealthy and therefore powerful Persian Gulf nations are not accustomed to criticism, at least not from fellow Arabs. But that's exactly what's happened after the oil-rich state's slow and less than generous response to the tsunami. Saudi Arabia initially pledged only about $10 million. That's the equivalent of 1 hour's worth of oil revenue. Abdulbari Atwan is editor of the pan-Arab newspaper Al Quds Al Arabi.
The Arab governments are extremely mean, to be honest, and they are not responsible enough to evaluate the size of the disaster which struck the people in that part of the world.
Atwan wrote a front-page editorial lambasting the Persian Gulf countries for their miserliness. He was not alone. One Kuwaiti commentator argued that since the world came to their rescue in 1991, Kuwaitis should respond in kind. Lebanon's Daily Star newspaper worried aloud that unless Arab countries dig deeper into their oil-soaked pockets, caricatures would be reinforced. Caricatures of, quote, white-robed sheikhs sailing their luxury yachts on seas of oil and using $100 bills to light their Havana cigars. The editor of that newspaper, Rami Khoury, makes another point. Those hardest hit by the tsunami, Indonesians, Indians, Sri Lankans, are not faceless victims. They helped build the Persian Gulf states.
There's Asian laborers here. There's technicians, engineers, nurses, all kinds of people who have really helped build these modern infrastructures of these societies. And these are debts that really must be acknowledged at the human and political and national level. That's our thinking.
So why haven't the Persian Gulf nations been more generous? Some speculate that while they may be flush with petrodollars now, they know that the oil market is fickle. And there may be religious reasons as well. Not all Arabs feel such a strong bond with their fellow Muslims in Indonesia, where a looser form of Islam is practiced. A few Muslim clerics have even suggested that Indonesians brought the tsunami disaster on themselves. Again, Abdulbari Atwan.
They think that because the people of Southeast Asia, they have opened their countries to the Western practices like the celebration of the New Year Eve, and they're opening a lot of bars, a lot of discotheques, a lot of brothels, and so this is a God punishment to them.
That's a minority view. The vast majority of Muslim scholars are exhorting people to help their fellow Muslims, reminding them that zakat, or charity, is one of the five pillars of Islam. Saudi official Prince Turki Al Faisal defends his country's response to the disaster, making an argument similar to that used by U.S. officials, who were also accused of stinginess.
The initial contribution was made initially after the news came out, so the picture was not clear to anybody as to the extent of the devastation.
Once that picture became clear, says Faisal, Saudi Arabia tripled its contribution to $30 million, and other Gulf states followed suit. Together, their donations now stand at nearly $90 million. But in the Arab world, like in the U.S., it is the private donations made by ordinary people that's led the fundraising effort.
سقوط عدد من الإسرائيليين بين قتيل وجريح في هجوم لسرايا القدس في رفح.
The Arab satellite channel Al Jazeera is urging people to donate money, and Saudi TV recently held a telethon that raised some $80 million. Rami Khoury says in Lebanon, where he lives, there's been a similar response.
I got a thing on my cell phone today telling me that if I wanted to donate money to the tsunami victims, I should call this number and the company would match it or something like that. And there is a spontaneous response at the community level.
All of this, analysts say, reflects a new openness in the Arab world, or at least in the Arab media. 10 years ago, perhaps even 5 years ago, no one would have dared criticize the powerful Persian Gulf states so brazenly.
Now, because my article was in hundreds of sites on the internet, it was picked by satellite channels, so they could not actually hide it. They have to react.
And react they did. The Arab donations on a per capita basis have now surpassed what the U.S. has pledged to help the tsunami victims. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.